You're listening to the Family Matters Podcast, brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Join Derek A. Straker and Patrick Webb weekly for faith-fueled conversations about pressing issues, current events, and politics in the Big Sky State. When it comes to faith and freedom, family really matters. Well, welcome to the first episode of the Family Matters Podcast. My name is Derek A. Straker, Chief Legal Counsel for the Montana Family Foundation. Joined today in studio with Patrick Webb. Patrick, how are you?
Doing good today, Derek.
And Patrick, what is your formal title with the Family Foundation?
Yeah, my formal title is I am the Director of Constituent Relations and Grassroots Development.
That's awesome, Patrick. And I'm so glad that we get to work together. For our listeners' benefit, you may not be able to tell from our voices, but I am 6'11", and Patrick, how tall are you?
6'6". So yeah, I tell everyone, they say, "Hey, you're pretty tall," and I say, "Well, I get to come every day to work with a guy who's taller than I am. If you can believe that."
Wow, and the president of our organization, Jeff Lasloffy, I think, he's obviously putting together a pretty good basketball team.
Yep, that's right. We'll be ready for those legislators when they come back to Helena.
That's right. So, Patrick, this being our first episode, I kind of wanted to walk our listeners through what is the Montana Family Foundation? What is our purpose? What do we do? And why do we do it?
Yeah, well, I think like coming on board to the Montana Family Foundation just a couple months ago, it was really incredible to jump on to this team because Jeff Lasloffy, our president and CEO, has done a phenomenal job of building up an organization that has tremendous credibility across the state. So a lot of people are probably familiar. And for those who aren't, you know, the Family Foundation largely exists as a kind of nonprofit research, education, and action organization that's dedicated to supporting, strengthening, and advocating for Montana families, just to, you know, say it plainly.
Well, that's right. And that, you know, that's really a part of the emphasis of this podcast, is that family really is at the heart of everything that we do here at the Montana Family Foundation. It's God's original design for the building block of government and of society. With strong families, we have strong societies, we have strong governments, we have strong individuals. And that's something that we truly believe and that the Bible teaches us.
Yeah, and listeners are probably not, you know, this is not a foreign concept to them, but anytime you talk with people about the problems that we're facing these days, there's a million problems, it seems like, and there's probably a million things that you could do to try to solve those problems. But we absolutely believe that the family is at the core of that, that the targeting and the elimination of the biblical family is one of the key things that is hurting our society.
Well, I absolutely agree with that, Patrick. One of the things I want to touch on here is, you know, when we talk about all the issues and all the problems in this fallen world that we encounter, you know, I think for a policy organization like ours, an education organization like ours, you have to draw some limits. You have a scope to what you do. The Montana Family Foundation, we focus on four main, I call them action areas. So the first would be life. Life from conception to the grave. So that obviously we'll touch on the issue of abortion. We'll touch on the issue of assisted suicide and everything in between. Then we have the issue of religious liberty. You know, that's very broad in terms of its scope and the things that we can get involved in. And then we have the issue of marriage and family. Marriage and family, of course, is another broad category that can touch on individual issues. It can touch on issues of the sanctity of marriage, all kinds of things that we get involved in that particular bucket. And then lastly, educational choice or educational freedom. And, you know, that that really is the idea that all families and all children should have access to the educational opportunity that's going to fit them best. You know, for, in my own experience, I homeschooled, believe it or not, when I was in elementary school. And back in the day, and because of my height, I ended up going to a small Christian school and had the private school experience. And then later on in college, went to a public university. So my experience, my educational experience and what fit me best, really, I tried every opportunity and found what was best for me. And my family had that opportunity. We believe that all children should have access to that same type of educational environment.
Yeah, it's so important these days, and especially coming out of 2020 and just the craziness that was COVID, we saw just draconian measures put on our kids across the state, even in Montana. Montana fared better than I think many states, largely because we do have some pretty great leadership. But we still had a lot of fights that we had to engage in at the local level on our school boards to make sure that our children were getting the education that we wanted them to get, and they weren't, you know, being forced to wear masks all day or whatever it may have been. And, you know, God forbid, be forced to wear, take vaccines to go to school. And so these are all issues that are at the forefront of protecting and strengthening Montana families.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. And you know, Patrick, the Family Foundation itself, I mean, we've been in existence for the past 22 years now, or going on 22 years. Jeff Laszloffy, our president, has been with the organization for about 99% of that time and has really laid the foundation. And you know, over that time has of course expanded efforts. And I think you and I represent some of that expanded effort, on my part. The legal department is part of that growing operational capability at the Family Foundation. And then I would love for you to tell our listeners what it is you're working on.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny to think about it, because I don't think that the Family Foundation necessarily lacked these capabilities in the past, because we've seen, you know, grassroots capabilities exist in the Family Foundation for decades now. We've seen the ability of the Family Foundation to engage in some legal fights has existed for decades. But for us to be able to organize those capabilities, make them more streamlined and more at the front of what we do day to day, that's absolutely something that I'm really excited to be part of. And for my component, you know, that big title that I mentioned at the beginning, what that basically means is I get to work with everyday people across the state of Montana to raise up their voices, help them to understand how they can have effective voices, and hopefully change the opinions of their elected officials, whether that's at the municipal level of our school board, city council, or at the state level with our state legislators. And so I am working right now across the state of Montana to develop and build up communities of concerned individuals to, one, pray and support one another. That is so critical. We have got to stay motivated. And one of the best ways that I believe we stay motivated is make sure that we are connected to the Word, that we are connected to the guidance from our Father in heaven, because it's very easy to feel discouraged these days. So support and prayer is really critical. And then eventually doing some trainings together to figure out how we can feel more comfortable telling our stories, how we then can go and be more effective in sharing those stories at our city council meetings or school board meetings, whatever that may be. So that's things like, how do I take my story and what I have to share and boil that down to 3 minutes? Because we know that they like to give us 3 minutes, right? So training folks on how to do that and be impactful, hit hard with those messages, because these need to be shared. And ultimately, I mean, all of this is in line with the Family Foundation's belief that an informed and politically active citizenry is the best means for shaping pro-family public policy.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And that's why I'm so excited that you're a part of the team, Patrick. And, you know, you just have such a knack for the grassroots and the community development. And, you know, it's exciting to see the Lord leading you in those efforts. And for my part, I'll just touch on, you know, with our legal department, you're absolutely right. Those capabilities weren't non-existent in the past, but having them in-house and dedicated is just a little bit different perspective for the foundation. You know, part of our goal is to be a resource to churches, to be a resource to Christian schools throughout the state, to be a resource and partner. And if we can help on that legal end of things, all the better. Another thing that we're doing, Patrick, that I'm excited to talk about, we are in development of what's called a church ambassador network. And this church ambassador network, I kind of like to describe it as missionaries to government, all three branches of government. They're not there to sway policy. They're there to build relationships. In fact, that's the motto of this Church Ambassador Network program, is that it moves at the speed of relationship. And what that means is, you know, if you have a legislator, for example, who's coming to somebody involved with the Church Ambassador Network, and they're asking, you know, how do I vote on this bill? This program's not going to tell that legislator how to vote. They're going to say, I'm not going to tell you how to do that. But I'll pray with you. Let me pray with you. Let's seek the Lord's counsel and the Lord's guidance on this issue. I think that's so important, because you and I engage in lobbying efforts, and we are supposed to be persuasive on certain issues. But having that arm of relationship with those that are legislators, with those that are in the executive branch of government, with those that are in our judiciary, the judicial branch of our government, I think it's very important that we have prayer partners, that we are praying for people in power, and the Bible calls us to do that. So that's a really exciting program that we're starting. So we've covered a lot of, you know, what we do and areas that we work in. One of the things I'd love for you to talk about, Patrick, is why? Why do we do what we do at the Montana Family Foundation?
Ooh, that's a good one. And I think it's the most important question to ask, is our why. And I think that for everyone in the Family Foundation, you know, which extends beyond Derek, myself, and Jeff, we also have Debbie and Mindy back in the office, and Laurel, who provide tremendous support to us. And Mindy is working very diligently right now, planning a school choice rally in Billings, which will be phenomenal, and hopefully not as cold out there as it is now. But the why is a little bit different, I think, for everyone. For me, my why is my kids. I mean, that largely became my why when we had my first daughter about 8 years ago, a little over 8 years ago, and we now have four. And I just want to see that they are able to have the freedom to go out and to use the God-given talents that they were born with and developed, and help other people in society and make a difference helping other people in whatever way that may be. And I hate to see a society, a culture, a dark culture, or the erosion of our liberties that takes that away from them. And so I think that motivation is behind a lot of people in not just our staff, but our supporters across the state. And for me, that drives me every day, making sure that my children have the freedom to live the future that I think God has intended them to live.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you said, you know, everyone's why might be a little different. I think my why and your why are very similar. I too have children, In fact, my wife is currently pregnant right now. We're very excited to awesome. Welcome another. Yeah, thank you. Welcome another baby into this world. And there's something comforting about going to work at a place where prayer is a priority, where working for the advancement of God's kingdom here on earth is the goal, the end goal. And we know that we don't accomplish that on our own, that that's something that God works through us. But it's exciting to be in a place like that. You know, my background as a lawyer, I've worked in private practice. I've worked in state government. Yes, there are those that are faithful and pray. And I'd like to say that I was always that way. Wasn't necessarily the case, but here it is. There's really just a dedication, and it comes from the top down with our leader in Jeff Laszloffy. And I love working for the Family Foundation. I love the mission of our organization. I love the power of prayer and seeing God work on a daily basis here in this beautiful state. That's my why. I could talk for hours and hours about my why.
Yeah, and I think it's important for our listeners to understand that we have a board, a very supportive board, who shares similar whys and empower us to go out and do what we need to do. And that's phenomenal, especially in, you know, a day and age where it seems like sometimes the boards or maybe a donor class or something like that is kind of driving an organization in a path that maybe it doesn't seem right to people on the ground. And Family Foundation, absolutely. These are people that work and live and, you know, go to church across the state of Montana. And these people share the same types of whys and share the same heart to make a difference.
Yeah, that's awesome, Patrick. And it really is, you know, no matter what your why, whether you're involved with the organization, you're on the board, or you're just a supporter, you're just a listener at this point, whatever your why, we're glad that God brought you here and that you're a part of the family, so to speak. Family really matters to our organization. It's really the central building block to what we do. And I want to talk a little bit here as we wrap up this first episode. What can our listeners expect, you know, moving forward with this podcast? I know you and I have talked at great length about some of the things that we'd like to do, whether that's bringing on guests, whether that's covering certain topics. Let's talk about some of the things that our listeners have in store.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be talking about things that are timely, things that people should know about, that are challenges maybe that we're facing in the state, or victories that we're celebrating in the state. And, you know, just as an example, we're working very diligently right now with a wide range of partners on a potential ballot initiative that is headed our way. That is something that we are very concerned about. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that and making sure that our listeners understand what that is all about and what they can expect. When the legislative session kicks off in about a year from now, it seems like forever, but it'll be here before we know it, there'll be a ton of opportunities to talk about all the movement at the state legislature. So one thing that's very difficult for you know, the average person who is not engaged in the political process every day, like you and I are, is understanding what are the most important things that I should set my eyes on right now when the world is filled with so much noise, especially during an election cycle. And here we're just coming off of the Iowa caucuses last night. But, you know, our eyes are still focused on what we need to do in Montana. So we want to make sure that we are giving that focus as well to our listeners. And hopefully, you know, they will agree with us that the priorities that we're talking about on our podcast are the priorities that are important to them and their families and neighbors as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate you bringing up timeliness. I think that really matters here in Montana, especially in an off year, as I like to call it, or lawsuit season, as lawyers refer to it. Obviously, our legislative session is every other year, and so what do we do in the off years? Well, we do a lot. We're getting ready for the next legislative session right now. But in the meantime, we have a presidential election that you just mentioned. We have Supreme Court races. We have a Senate race here in Montana. We have potentially a constitutional amendment on the ballot that would put abortion as a constitutional right. We have some very big things to talk about and inform people about. And that's what we plan on doing. You know, the other thing I would mention is we engage in legal battles, and giving people an update on where those things stand, I think, is important. And then bringing on special guests. I know you and I have plans for that. I don't want to spoil any of the ideas so far, but you're going to have to stay tuned and check us out weekly. Subscribe on whatever platform you get your podcasts on. And we'll have some really, really great interviews with Montana specific folks, people that matter to the Big Sky State. So,
yeah. And I would just encourage our listeners, wherever you're listening, if you have the ability to comment, please feel free to drop us a comment. Let us know. We'll do our very best to read all of those and take feedback as we get it. And yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah, well, if you've made it this far, thank you so much for tuning in. This is our first episode. Just wanted to give you an overview of the Montana Family Foundation, what we do, who we are, and why we do it. We look forward to bringing you more information about current events, political issues, and great timely interviews with Montana legislators, Montana elected officials, and candidates. So stay tuned. Thank you for joining us. God bless.